Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his foreign policy and national security team today. Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden said the people he's chosen have unmatched experience and accomplishments that will usher in a new era of thinking.
For example, we're going to have the first woman lead the intelligence community, the first Latino, an immigrant, to lead the Department of Homeland Security, and a groundbreaking diplomat at the United Nations. We're going to have a principal on the National Security Council whose full-time job is to fight climate change. For the first time ever, that will occur.
At the White House, President Trump made a brief appearance to tout the recent advancements in coronavirus vaccines and today's new record on Wall Street.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it.
The president has yet to concede the election, but has cleared the way for the Biden transition team to move forward with the process. The New York State Sheriff's Association is refusing to enforce Governor Andrew Cuomo's guidelines for private indoor gatherings ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. NPR's Sally Herships reports the governor has limited get-togethers to no more than 10 people.
Say you're the sheriff. It's Thanksgiving. If 11 people, one more than is allowed, are around a table, who should you arrest? Just the 11th person or everyone? There are 58 sheriffs in New York State, and the association that represents them and their officers says practical problems like this one make enforcing Governor Cuomo's cap impossible. And the association notes there are bigger problems. Without violating our constitutional right to privacy, how do officers know how many guests are gathered in a private home? Cuomo says law enforcement officers do not have the right to pick the laws they enforce and called officers who do so dictators. Sally Herships, NPR News.
Consumer confidence is down this month amid a spike in the number of new coronavirus infections. NPR's Scott Horsley reports consumers are nervous about the months ahead.
The survey by the Conference Board finds consumers feeling less confident than at any time since late summer. Attitudes about the current situation show little change from the previous month, but consumers' expectations for the future soured. Fewer people are anticipating a rapid improvement in business conditions or the labor market. More than half those surveyed think we're in a holding pattern for the next 6 months. Overall, consumer confidence is higher than it was in April and May at the beginning of the pandemic. There is considerable regional variation, with people in the middle of the country expressing the highest confidence, while residents of New England show the lowest. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. France is poised to start easing coronavirus restrictions. A series of measures were implemented last month to help curb the rate of new infections. President Emmanuel Macron is expected to announce a phased approach to begin lifting restrictions in the coming weeks. They've been in place since October 30th. Russia says one of its Navy ships threatened to ram an American-guided missile destroyer that Russia claims was violating its territorial waters in the Pacific Ocean. NPR's Lucy and Kim reports the U.S. Navy says the destroyer was challenging what it calls Russia's excessive maritime claims.
The defense ministry in Moscow says the USS John S. McCain violated Russian territorial waters by more than a mile and did not turn around until it was challenged by a Russian destroyer. The U.S. Navy disputes that McCain ever entered Russian waters and says it does not recognize Russia's claim to a bay in the Sea of Japan. The Navy says the destroyer was conducting an operation to assert navigational freedom in the area. Russian ships and planes regularly challenge U.S. naval vessels with close encounters and flyovers. In 2017, the McCain was involved in a collision with a tanker that killed 10 sailors. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Stocks continue to trade higher at this hour on Wall Street after setting an all-time record today. The Dow, for the first time ever, surpassed the 30,000 mark. Right now, it's up 446 points at 30,037. The S&P 500 up 57. This is NPR.